on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Welcome back to some more songs and stories of the American road. Well, if we talk about traveling the American road, we got to talk about motorcycles. The best symbol of America's love of the open road is the motorcycle. It's made just for moving. You can't haul with it. You can't carry the family around with it. You just ride it for the love of riding. And the most famous motorcycle, of course, is the Harley Davidson, a company founded in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, during the first decade of the 20th century. It was one of the two American motorcycle manufacturers to survive the Great Depression. The company sells today only heavyweight motorcycles with over 700cc designed for cruising on highways. But way back in the beginning, in 1901, William S. Harley, age 22, drew up plans for a small engine with a displacement of 7 cubic inches and 4-inch flywheels. The engine was designed for use in a regular pedal bicycle frame. And over the next 2 years, Harley and his childhood friend Arthur Davidson worked on their motor bicycle using the Northside Milwaukee Machine Shop at the home of their friend Henry Melk. It was finished in 1903 with the help of Arthur's brother, Walter Davidson. Yep, there they are. They look like real bikers, don't they? Yeah. Well, upon testing their power cycle, Harley and the Davidson brothers found it was not able to climb the hills around Milwaukee without pedal assistance. They quickly wrote off their first motor bicycle as a valuable learning experience. And work immediately began on a new and improved second-generation machine. The first real Harley-Davidson motorcycle had a bigger engine of 24 cubic inches with 9-inch flywheels weighing 28 pounds. The bigger engine and the loop frame design took it out of the motor bicycle category and marked the path to future motorcycle designs. The boys also received help with their bigger engine from outboard motor pioneer Ole Evinrude, who was then building gas engines of his own design for automotive use on Milwaukee's Lake Street. The prototype of the new loop frame Harley Davidson was assembled in a 10-foot by 15-foot shed in the Davidson family backyard. Most of the major parts were made elsewhere. Well, I got it here. This prototype machine was functional by September 8, 1904, when it competed in a Milwaukee motorcycle race held at State Fair Park. It was ridden by Edward Hildebrand and finished fourth. This is the first documented appearance of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle in the historical record. In January 1905, small advertisements were placed in the Automobile and Cycle Trade Journal that offered bare Harley-Davidson engines to the do-it-yourself trade. By April, complete motorcycles were in production on a very limited basis. In 1906, Harley and the Davidson brothers built their first factory on Chestnut Street, later Juneau Avenue. This location remains Harley-Davidson corporate headquarters today. The first Juneau Avenue plant was 40 feet by 60 feet, a single-story wooden structure, and the company produced about 50 motorcycles that year. By 1920, Harley-Davidson was the largest motorcycle manufacturer in the world, with 28,189 machines produced and dealers in 67 countries. And in 1921, a Harley-Davidson ridden by Otto Walker was the first motorcycle ever to win a race at an average speed of over 100 miles an hour. And here is the classic motorcycle song. And I can almost guarantee you this will be the only time you will ever hear a solo acoustic version of this song. Oh, and by the way, some of the lyrics in this song mention heavy metal, And it is from those lyrics that that type of music got the name we still use today. Here we go.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Yeah, we gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. Well, I like smoke and lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, we gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild. We can climb so high, never wanna die. Born to be wild.
Come on back later for some more songs and stories of the American road.